flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Meredith manning the phones, 216-474-0092, and Dan Menigan producing this mess. The NFL has announced there are finalists for the big awards. The big awards. And that's a good thing. And scroll through it and see the Browns.
I'm scrolling.
Scroll through one.
There's the Brown.
There's only one Brown up for any of the awards. And it would be Myles Garrett for Defensive Player of the Year. So that's a good thing. Let me throw these at you. Give me your choices. I'll give you mine.
All right, where are we starting?
Most Valuable Player, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Saquon Barkley.
When do votes have to be in?
I have no idea.
Right now, I'm leaning towards Josh Allen. So I would say Josh Allen. If the Bengals had made the playoffs, I would have said Joe Burrow.
Saquon Barkley.
Mm.
Running back, wins MVP. He's made all the difference in that team, I think. Dano?
I think it's Josh Allen. I think he pulled a little bit ahead of Lamar Jackson at the tail end of it. Josh Allen gets his MVP.
I hope so. I think he deserves it. I think Saquon will get it because I think he's made the biggest difference on his team this year. Although I will say the Bills could use some extra firepower on that offense, and Josh surprise it all.
It's amazing the mountain the Bengals climbed with Joe Burrow, though, and like had no support on defense. So.
This was supposed to be the rebuild year for the Bills. Everybody looked at it and went, this is the retool.
Offensive player of the year, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Ja'Marr Chase.
Is this like the runner-up award?
Basically.
Okay.
No, the one is MVP. It could be a defensive player.
But there are none.
It could be a kicker. You're cute when you're like this.
Hell, for the Browns, it's a punter.
See, I'm more apt to give Barkley the Offensive Player of the Year award here. Although, again, it's hard not to look at Burrow and say
he's going to win one of those, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think Barkley gets one.
The fact that Josh Allen isn't up for this award but is up for the MVP award, maybe that's telling you something. No?
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, T.J. Watt, Zach Bond of the Eagles, Patrick Surtain of the Broncos. I'll bet you.
This could be interesting.
I'll bet you that goes to Patrick Surtain. He's really good.
I can agree. I'll buy that. If he wins it, I'm not going to have any problem with it. But if T.J. Watt wins it, we're going to hear it from Browns fans. If Myles Garrett wins it, Steeler fans going to be upset.
Myles
I don't really
is
care,
tremendous. But his team won 3 games.
That's the problem.
That's not happening.
Bengals.
Trey Hendrickson didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals defense stopped Joe Burrow from winning other awards.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Ooh, I think that's...
Jaden Daniels, Commanders, Bo Nix, Broncos. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, Brock Bowers, who set receiving records for rookies that have never been done before in NFL history.
The fact that we're still watching Jaden Daniels play means he by a landslide.
This is all voted on before.
Oh. Yeah, it's already happened.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. They already voted on it?
Sorry. Yes, they already voted on it. Sorry, I misunderstood you.
I still think it's Jaden Daniels.
In any other year, I think Brock Bowers wins this award. Not this year. I think it's Jaden Daniels all day long.
Okay.
And if Malik Nabers had been healthy, it might have been him. But he missed time. He had a concussion.
It's really hard when Jaden Daniels rolls in and looks as good as he did throughout
this
season.
Remember how good Malik Nabers was before he got dinged up?
Malik Nabers was awesome.
He was silly good.
He was awesome.
He was silly good.
Absolutely. It's just, we know how this all works.
You're going Daniels?
Yeah, sadly. I would love to give it to Brock Bowers and Bucks and Trends, but sadly we know how this
goes. Brock Bowers is good. He's really good. Defensive Rookie of the Year. A Braden Fisk, Jared Verse of the Rams, who I loved how he shot his mouth off. That was really, seriously, I did like that. When he talked about how he hated Philly fans.
Jared Verse is really good.
He's really good.
He's really good. Really good. Yeah. That guy's going to be a problem.
Chop Robinson, Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean. It's got to be Verse, right?
I think he destroyed quarterbacks all year long. I mean, what do you have, 11 tackles for loss?
His pressure rate's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the sacks may not be at the level that they needed to be, but his pressure rate is nuts.
What's this say, though?
If they gave it to DeJean, I wouldn't be shocked.
There are five nominees. Two of them are Rams and two of them are Eagles. Good for them, huh? Good for them.
Good point.
Comeback Player of the Year. Joe Burrow of the Bengals, Sam Darnold of the Vikings, J.K. Dobbins, Chargers, Patriots corner, Christian Gonzalez, and DeMar Hamlin of the Bills. Now, this is interesting because this goes back to the criteria of what did you come back from?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow was dinged up last year, right? Had the wrist injury. But he clearly has played at an extremely high level before and was arguably the best quarterback in the league this year. Sam Darnold came back from never having a really good season in his career.
Yeah, what was the he didn't have an injury.
I don't know. To me, Sam Darnold gets the most improved player award, but they don't give that out. J.K. Dobbins, of course, was really good in Baltimore, had a big injury, was very good with the Chargers. Christian Gonzalez fits, to me, kind of like Sam Darnold. Christian's a really good young corner for the Patriots, but he got hurt in, I think, the fifth game last year.
Mm-hmm.
And just got hurt. So even though he played at a really high level for a short period of time, didn't have to come back from, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And then DeMar Hamlin came back from being dead.
I think they get this right. He probably should have won it last year. I mean, I know we were talking about
Flacco. I kind of think he should have, too.
So I think that this is a chance to right the wrong. Hamlin gets it. He should get it.
To me, that's coming back from something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is terrible to say. DeMar never came back from that, being like a Pro Bowl caliber guy or anything like that. He just actually came back.
He's on a starter and a pretty good player for the Bills defense as well.
Yes. Without question. Yeah. But it's not like he's, going to anybody's Pro Bowl on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I think.
I still give it to him.
Death to starter is probably bigger than any other. I mean,
I'm
sorry. I mean, I love the fact Joe Flacco won it last year, but DeMar Hamlin truly deserves it. The fact that he was on the field for any game at all, the fact that people are able to talk to him makes him the comeback player of the year.
Yes.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach of the Year, Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Sean Payton, Dan Quinn, Andy Reid. I'm going to go off the board.
Can you?
Dan Quinn.
Oh, that's off the board?
Kind of. I think he's the one that probably doesn't win it, but should. What'd they win, 4 games last year?
Yeah.
And he's got him in the NFC Championship
second
game.
Pick in the
got
draft.
Him in the playoffs.
It's kind of hard not to look at Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell won 14 regular season games with a team that nobody thought would win 14.
Yes.
Sean Payton turned around the mess in Denver. Of course, you know, he had it for a year. And Andy Reid is Andy Reid, which means, you know, he's not going to get the credit he deserves for a great season.
Truthfully, I'd give it to Campbell, but I think I Kevin O'Connell, man, it's hard to argue with that record. Sean Payton did a fantastic. I mean,
but boy, did Dan Quinn turn things around in Washington.
And if the Chiefs hadn't won 2 Super Bowls earlier, hard to argue with the Chiefs too.
This is typically.
I mean, they're figuring out ways to win games like closer than they've ever had to win before, whether it's luck or coaching.
This is typically the "I overcame the most adversity" award, or the "Oops, you're better than we thought you would be, and so now we have to make good on the fact that we're better than
your
we thought."
Your team did stink, but it didn't this year.
Right. So that's what I think.
That's Washington.
Yeah, it's either going to be Dan Quinn or it's going to be Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
And so I'll lean Dan Quinn just because it feels like that franchise has been so downtrodden for so long that, like, the fact that they're now back, it feels like Dan Quinn.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Joe Brady, Bills OC, Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, Lions OC Ben Johnson, Lions DC Aaron Glenn, or Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores, who as of yet hasn't received a head coaching job. All 5 of those guys are deserving.
Yeah,
they were really good.
And really, would you rather have the job or the award? I'll take a head coach's job any day of the week over the award. Sorry.
Well, that's true.
I know it is an honor just to be nominated, but let's be honest, it's much better honor to get a giant paycheck.
You like for being me. You really like me.
That's great.
So only
I'm Aaron Glenn on that one, just due to the fact that the entire Lions defense was consisted of people going, "Hi, what's your name? What position do you play again? Oh, sure, come on in. We'd love to have you."
But their defense wasn't great.
Yeah, but it was, "Hi, what's your name? Who are you?"
So does that mean Alex?
Come on down.
Does that mean Alex Van Pelt last year should have won the award?
"Hi, nice to meet you. What's your name?"
Seriously.
It's kind of, but that's kind of the way that they look at this. Joe Brady winning it would not shock me in the slightest because that Bills offense.
But I guess
any one of those guys is deserving.
You already said the voting's in, but how about Ben Johnson calling out Matt LaFleur?
It's awesome. It's awesome.
And
I do enjoy beating them twice.
Heck yeah. I love it, man. I want the Bears to be good because I want this to be a rivalry again. I really do. I want the Bears to be good. More good quarterbacks equals more good teams, which equals more good football.
All right, your Packer fandom makes your analysis worthwhile then.
Yeah.
At first, when I heard it, I was like, "Are you really saying that?" I mean, like,
let's go.
Really? Talk is cheap. You got to go out and win. Google them. You'll find out.
Does anybody, any Browns should be on that list for any of those things?
And it was punter of the year in there? I don't know.
No.
Is there a punter?
And though you wanted him as the Browns MVP, and he might be, he's not going to be in that conversation.
I wasn't the only one.
No, I know. So did Tyvus.
I know. I would write it down, and then Tyvus would sit across me during the pregame show, and I'd be like, "Okay." And we'd be talking about good players. And then and then he would say it on the air, and then I would pick up my piece of paper, and Corey's name was right there.
A 19-0 run, and then a terrible finish. What was terrible last night in Houston? We'll explain next on Baskin and Phelps.